You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Ryssdal. You may not know this. I actually did not until very recently. Law enforcement officials have the right to take your property or cash if they think it's related to a criminal act. They don't have to charge you with a crime. They can just take the stuff, and they don't always have to give it back. In fact, the U.S. Justice Department recently announced that it's resuming a program that lets local police departments keep up to 80% of the assets that they seize. That's got some people wondering if there's a financial incentive for police to take your things, especially since civil asset forfeiture, as it's formally known, has been on the rise. From WABE in Atlanta, LEU reports.
I don't want to eat orange yet. It's not even done.
It could be done.
In their Florida coast home, Alda Gentile tries to get her four-year-old grandson, Daniel, to sit and eat his lunch.
Come here.
Let me get my laptop first.
Okay, get your laptop. 4 years old is getting his laptop.
Gentile moved to Florida about 3 years ago from New York. She was working as a limo driver then and says she wanted a change. So she, her son, and one-year-old grandson at the time drove down to scope out some condos in Florida, taking about $12,000 in cash. They didn't find a place at first and began a drive back home.
This is when the nightmare started. We were singing Itsy Bitsy Spider to the baby. And suddenly, we see sirens came out of nowhere.
Police stopped them across the Florida border in South Georgia, allegedly for speeding. She says for hours, officers made them sit by the side of the road while they questioned why she had the money and asked if she was a drug dealer. They eventually seized her cash, even though they didn't find any drugs in the car. She was never charged with a crime.
I was so baffled at the whole thing. And I remember thinking that you guys are not police officers. You're just pirates with badges. That's what you remind me of right now.
Gentile got her money back a week later and eventually sued the police. But in Georgia and some other states, officers can seize money and property from people under suspicion without charging them with a crime. It's a process known as civil forfeiture. Some say police in states with stricter laws can also get in on the cash through a federal program known as equitable sharing. It allows local law enforcement to keep up to 80% of assets seized in conjunction with the federal government. The money can be used for things like bulletproof vests or patrol cars, and critics say that creates a profit motive.
Now, everyone agrees that law enforcement should be fully funded. The question is whether or not law enforcement should have a financial incentive in taking people's property.
Wesley Hoddit is an attorney with the Institute for Justice, an organization fighting for civil forfeiture reform. He says asset forfeiture has exploded over the last decade. In 2014, the Justice Department seized about $4.5 billion. And he says it can be hard for people to get their money back because it costs too much to hire a lawyer.
They don't have the money to fight. They don't have the will to fight. Many people simply give up.
Officials say the program helps to punish criminals involved in money laundering and organized crime. Kendall Day is with the U.S. Justice Department.
You need to both attack and prosecute individuals at the same time you take away the instrumentalities of crime and the proceeds of crime. That's the only way for a sophisticated transnational organization that you're going to make a dent.
Those in law enforcement say most seizures are justified, and if things do go awry, there are remedies to allow for people to get their money back. Louis Degmar is with the International Association of Chiefs of Police.
I can tell you that professional law enforcement and policing, you know, is committed to doing right by its citizens, but also at the same time ensuring its communities are protected.
The DOJ last year limited its equitable sharing program under Attorney General Eric Holder to address concerns of abuse. But critics say that's not enough. Meanwhile, lawmakers in some states are working to restrict civil forfeiture laws to allow someone to be convicted with a crime before losing their money. I'm Ellie Yu for Marketplace.